Listen, listen now for the voice of God speaking through these words. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. And when Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. I hope I got that right. The young man that does the sound, I see him back there. Help me with that. He helped me with that, so thank you. I'm going to take off these glasses because they get in the way. Besides, when I wear them, I can't see you, but now I can see you. I'm not sure I can see this, but I can see all of you. Let's be in prayer. Holy One, these words are words addressed from your love to our lives. May we hear them. May we come to live them in Jesus. Amen. Did you ever meet the bent over woman? Did you ever hear her story? I used to think I knew a great deal about the New Testament until one day on Long Island many, many years ago, my friend Laura Remsen, a woman well up into her 80s, came to see me and asked me if I knew the story of the bent over woman. I told her I'd never heard it. And she took absolute delight in opening up the Bible there on the end of my desk and pointing to me the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, the story of the bent over woman. I love it. I absolutely love it when a member of the congregation knows more Bible stories than I do. Well, Laura stood there while I read, I guess for the first time, the story of the bent over woman. And when I read this story that we heard today, as Luke tells the story, the bent over woman comes up to Jesus. She's been bent over for 18 years. She's not able to stand up straight. According to the story, her back is bent and her spine is twisted in pain. And the cause in the story is a spirit, an evil spirit, or as one of the older translations has it, a spirit of infirmity. She comes to Jesus because she's heard that he's a healer. She comes to him hoping to be healed. And just that quick, with a word and with a touch, Jesus sets her free. Jesus heals her spirit. And for the first time in 18 years, she stands up straight and gets on with her life. Question. Do you believe in spiritual healing? Do you believe in miracles? Do you think that this story is an actual account of a woman with a bent spine being suddenly straightened? Now, I'm not going to try to answer those three questions directly today, because they need a great deal more time than I have this morning, unless you want to stay with me till noon or so. But I'm going to invite you to think with me about the bent over woman and about her healing for a few minutes. And then whenever we can in the next couple of months, get together to talk about the things personal and politically that bend your back and mine. And I'm a good listener, and thanks to this congregation, I have the time. Let me begin by saying that my friend Laura sat down in my office that day, and together we did some Bible study using the commentaries and other translations that I had at hand. We became convinced that the story of the bent over woman carries life lessons that every one of us needs to hear. First of all, the story says that her spine was bent by a spirit of infirmity. Now, what on earth does that mean? What could have bent her over? As modern people, we may have trouble believing in evil spirits. I suppose that the most obvious answer was scoliosis or osteosporosis or some other disease of the bone or spine. The obvious answer was that this woman was bent over by a medical problem, and that if you or I met her today, we might suggest that she needed to see a good orthopedist or a specialist of some sort, that maybe she needed surgery, or perhaps she needed a back brace, or maybe even she needed some pills. But Dr. Luke and a few scholars actually suggest that the gospel writer Luke had a medical background. Dr. Luke has something more in mind, because instead of choosing a word that meant only a biological or a medical condition, Dr. Luke chose to describe the woman's condition with a word that has four meanings. A spirit of infirmity. Could have been a medical problem, to be sure. It could have been a spinal injury or physical disease. But the same Greek word includes three more meanings. Her spirit of infirmity might have been a psychological problem, like clinical depression, the sort of depression which grabs hold of our lives and makes each day seem like a burden. Depression is like holding the whole world on your back without seeing any possible way of getting it off. The word covers the emotional problems many of us have had to face, those problems we've had to go through with the people we love. Things like this, things that take the joy away and bend us over with worry or a sense of despair that hangs on and won't let go. The evil spirit which had hold of her life could also have been a social problem. The word covers that as well, like being an abused spouse or a person with a substance abuse problem. She could have been caught in a complicated relational web that was sapping her energy and weighing her down. Her back could have been bent over with worry for another person in her life that she loved. She might have been bent over by abuse. She might have been weighed down with emotional pain, the pain of watching somebody she loved destroy themselves. When the behavior of another takes our love and twists it into worry, our love for that other person can break us down and bend us over. This same word also covers economic problems or the pressure of people caught in the crosshairs of pandemic and politics gone crazy. If this woman were around today, we could say that maybe she was bent over with worry about the gun-toting haters or the future of our nation, or having her reproductive health choices taken away, or bent over from the worry of having more months than money. Maybe she was the first century equivalent of a person who loses their job and whose unemployment benefits begin to run out. Maybe she's like the person stuck in a minimum wage job with kids to feed, or who's on a fixed income, and the cost of the drugs they need to live keep going up. Maybe she's like some people who actually choose between eating right and taking the medicine they need to live. On the other hand, maybe her back is bent from having too much, too many things, too many responsibilities, too much to keep track of. Do I really have to remind you of the poverty of prosperity? Every one of those possible meanings is covered in this little Greek word translated, a spirit of infirmity. And here I hope you see the implication. Luke is trying to tell us that every one of those situations can weigh us down and bend us over and eventually take our health and the joy out of living. The implication is that all four are related, and that Jesus has the power to change these conditions and their consequences, that Jesus healed this woman, and that Jesus can heal us and empower us toward human liberation. Now, let me get personal. What bends you over? What grinds you down? What causes you to feel the weight of the world? What depresses you, or what makes you anxious? What truly worries you and keeps you awake at night? The bent over woman is the patron saint of life in the modern world. If we in this tradition had icons, we would hang her icon right up front here next to the cross and see it every Sunday. This woman is the matron of the migraine. She is the heroine of the heart attack. She is the shepherd of the sleepless night. She's the paragon of the parental nightmare, which those of us with children have often experienced. The same spirit of infirmity which bent her over is the cause of too much of the preventable illness in this world. Goodness knows, there are enough things that can go wrong with our bodies without the stress that we bring on ourselves or the self-inflicted wounds we suffer. This woman represents the dame of depression. She is a detailer of the worst-case scenarios so many of us run through our minds night after night. She is the victim of the demagogues and democracy denied. She personifies the pink slip specter of the fear of an empty bank account. She points out the power that poverty or even a poorly performing portfolio, sadly, can have over our lives. She is the incarnation of any worry we've ever had. She is the queen of the worry warts of the world. She's my favorite saint in that regard. Her portrait graces any grudge we've ever borne, any bone we've insisted on picking, and every old score we've ever wasted our time and our lives trying to settle. She reminds us of every rotten thing about others that crowds our memory and ruins our memory of life's most precious moments. She represents every single enemy you and I have ever failed to love, any minority we've ever despised, every ounce of negative energy which we have held on to more than the time it takes to let it go. Did you ever hear a 12-stepper use the expression, let go and let God? The bent over woman's motto for 18 long years has been, I can manage. I can make it on my own. Don't worry about me. Don't bother. I'm tough. I can take it. That's why she's bent over. And in one way or another, a little bit or a lot, every one of us is bent over too. The point of this little gospel story is that the human body and the human spirit is never fooled. And that's where I think Jesus comes into this picture. Jesus is a helper, and Jesus is a healer. Jesus is the one who wants to hear the story of what bends us over. And Jesus is the one who wants to help and who wants us, as the followers of Jesus, to help one another. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest, and I will give you hope, and I will give you abundant life. Let go of what weighs you down, forgive others, and experience the miracle of being truly forgiven." It's like letting go of a ton of bricks. Put your hand in my hand. Let go of whatever causes you to clench your fist, anger, frustration, failure, fear, worry, you name it. All of it wrinkles the heart. All of it burdens the soul. Let it go. Let me show you the way of love, says Jesus. I have loved you without condition. Love one another as I have loved you, Jesus says. Love God. Love God and love yourself enough to take care of yourself, body, mind, and soul. And that's the good news. That's the best news. And that is the promise of life. And it is true. It is true. It is true. What bent the woman was real. What burdens you and me is just as real. But by the power of God in Jesus Christ, those real burdens can disappear. Give them to God. Let them go. Let the love that will never let you go come into your heart. Please pray with me. Loving God, you see our lives and yet you love us. Take the things that burden us and weigh us down and bend us over. Help us to give them to you and to seek your healing and hope in Jesus. Hear us now as we pray in his name. Amen.